Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
While everyone's obsessing about the Christmas season, you've got a different season on your mind. One where red noses come from shouting your support in the crisp, cold, pitchside air. Where the roaring fire is in your belly, not your sitting room. And the perfect gift is an unexpected win. Don't miss a moment with a GAA season ticket. A gift for yourself or the fan in your life. Available at gaa.ie/season ticket. Are you in? The GAA, where we all belong.
Off the ball. Rugby.
Why is nobody challenging World Rugby about the feed into scrum? Literally the least refereed part of the game. If you go 1 degree crooked on a line-out, 1 degree it's called.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome along to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, the FAI's Director of Football, John Martin, says the association will sit down with Hamir Halgrimson about his future. Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca praises a new Chelsea superstar after their 3-0 win over Barca. And two of the Champions League favourites meet tonight at the Emirates, with Arsenal up against Bayern Munich. But first today, the FAI's Director of Football, John Martin, joined Ger Gilroy and Colin Buhig on Wednesday's Off the Ball Breakfast. Martin is a former League of Ireland player with UCD Longford Town and Shamrock Rovers. He then worked in financial services before he became the chief executive officer with Shamrock Rovers in 2023. He was appointed as Mark Hannam's replacement in September of this year. Shane Robinson moved to technical director in the FAI. The Ireland team has a World Cup playoff semi-final to look forward to in March of next year after their memorable wins over Portugal and Hungary. Hamir Halgrimson's contract is due to end next summer, and Martin says the association will sit down with him in the near future.
Big discussion last week in the aftermath of the heroics in Hungary is what's happening with Hamir Halgrimson now. Do we give him a new contract right now? Do we wait till next year? What's the plan?
The plan is to sit down before Christmas and go through what 2025 looked like, similar to what we did with Carla. Did the first piece with Carla, and we'll do the second piece after international camp. Look, I think, you know, the good thing about Hamer is everything, with this is all real positive. This is a positive conversation. I'm not trying to have him to deflect away because we've had bad results. I think, as the man himself said, let's not turn a positive story into a negative. So the way I would see it is, you know, if you go back to September before we played, it was the first game, Hungary. Like, in theory, he possibly had less left on his contract then than he does today. So, you know, so that's a positive, because that's because of the results. So I would say that it's all really good, and we'll sit down with him before Christmas, and we'll see how we get on.
You like him to stay?
I just really like him. I think he's done fantastic. I think if you look at some of the results and also the underlying data, which is also really important, if I have to throw a few stats, I think we'd won 2 out of 16 Nations League games for him, and he's won 4 out of 8. We'd never won away from home in the Nations League. He's won 2 of them. We hadn't beaten a top seed in a qualifier in 10 years. He's done that. We hadn't won away from home against a second seed in 7-8 years. Yeah. He's done that. So again, and again, if you look at, I know people hate XG or they criticise it, but if you look at the Hungarian games, not only did we take 4 out of 6, we absolutely dominated in terms of from an XG perspective.
If you want to hear that chat back in full, including all of our football coverage as well, why not avail of our Black Friday offer and become a member for just $69.99 for the year at offtheball.com/join. Former League of Ireland manager Vinnie Perth joined Mick McCarthy on the football show last night after Evan Ferguson scored his first goal for Roma on Sunday. Perth says the Meath man is in the right place.
One goal isn't going to change the world for him. He's got to back it up. I get it. But I'm quietly confident that, you know, that superstar we thought we had is still just developing nicely, you know.
Yeah.
And he's with the right manager and the right club. And a very brave move from the go there.
I think so. And I think also it becomes, he, as you said, like he was scoring goals for Ireland. He was back playing a lot better. He had a lovely assist in one of his early games for Roma. But because of the way last season went, that he didn't score since October, like the goal stuff was just going to become a millstone around his neck. And that's, I know one goal doesn't change anything, but you can kind of forget about that now and he can just kind of concentrate on his game. And if he's playing well, the goals will come eventually, but at least now people will stop worrying about it.
Yeah, I think I've seen somewhere he got voted man the match the other day and he only came on sub. I don't know if he was or not. You see all this stuff. I've seen his first two games and he just, like, he's scared to live and die of Italian football with them two games. He's come off the boil a little bit through injuries. Coming away with Ireland was obviously, that's difficult as well, because when he goes back, Gasperini doesn't pick him because the club manager gets the GPS units, and the way he wants to play is he's looking, going, you've played two games of football for Ireland and you've ran 12, 13K, your high speed runs is up here, you won't be able to do it for me on Sunday at 2 o'clock away and wherever. And he's left them out, he's left a couple of internationals out as well. That's his mindset as a manager. So he hasn't been able to find that rhythm. A couple of bad challenges.
He's got 5 months now.
Yeah. And I think over the next little while, I think he'll find his rhythm. Obviously, the Ukrainian centre forward getting injured is a help for him. And so I think he's in a really good position. And I think Irish football will benefit from him and Troy Power playing together if the manager can come up with a way of doing that.
Last night in the Champions League, Chelsea recorded their biggest ever win over Barcelona. Enzo Maresca's side beat the Spanish champions 3-0 at Stamford Bridge to boost their hopes of a top 8 finish. Chelsea are now unbeaten in 6 games. They play Arsenal next. Maresca's happy with their great run of form.
For me personally, if you want to build a winner mentality, there is only one way, winning games. Because otherwise, if you don't win games, it's difficult to convince the player, guys, we are building a winner mentality. Yeah, but we don't win. It's difficult.
Meanwhile, Maresca doesn't want to put too much pressure on Estevao after his starring role. The Brazilian teenager scored a stunning second goal for Chelsea. Fellow teenager Lamine Yamal was kept quiet for Barca. Maresca says comparing those players to the likes of Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo is unfair.
They are so young, with 18, that if you start to talk about Messi, Ronaldo, I think it's too much pressure for young boy like them. So 18, they need to enjoy. They need to arrive at the training ground happy.
Pep Guardiola's 100th Champions League game as Manchester City manager ended in a 2-0 loss at home to Bayer Leverkusen. The result meant that City missed the chance to go top of the standings. Guardiola made 10 changes to his team from the loss to Newcastle at the weekend, and he admits that was wrong.
What I said, always I believe that in long seasons, every 2 days, 3 days, 2 days, 3 days, everybody has to be involved, but maybe it was too much seeing the result. Take absolutely full responsibility, but as I think, it's tough, but maybe it was too much.
It was another poor away day for Newcastle, who haven't won away from home in the Premier League this season. Eddie Howe's side did win away to Union Saint-Gilloise last month in the Champions League, but last night they were beaten 2-1 in France by Marseille. Former Arsenal striker Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang scored twice in the second half for the French side after Harvey Barnes had put Newcastle ahead in the first half.
That's a big disappointment today because we played so well in the first half. We'd done everything right. I think we'd been a threat. We'd been athletically really good. It was a much improved performance. Of course, the two goals, the manner of the goals, disappointing. Yes, chucking away a lead again, very disappointing. Losing away from home, very disappointing, but thought there were positive signs.
Howe says it wasn't all that bad for Newcastle.
We want to win and we want to compete against the very best. So there's a big feeling of frustration and disappointment because we feel, and not necessarily that we deserve more because we ended up with what we deserved, but there was positive signs today.
Elsewhere in Europe last night, Napoli won 2-0 at home to Karabag. Scott McTominay got the first goal for the Italian champions. Borussia Dortmund beat 10-man Villarreal 4-0 despite missing 2 penalties in the game. Jonathan David scored the winner for Juventus, who beat Bodo Glimt 3-2 away from home. It finished 0-0 between Slavia Prague and Athletic Bilbao. In the early kickoffs, Benfica got off the mark in the competition under Jose Mourinho with a 2-0 win away to Ajax, who were bottom and the only side of the 36 yet to pick up a point. Galatasaray lost 1-0 at home to Union Saint-Gilloise.
My uncontrollable movements called TD, tardive dyskinesia, felt embarrassing. I felt like disconnecting. I asked my doctor about treating my TD and learned about Ingrezza, a prescription medicine clinically proven for reducing TD in adults. That's always one capsule, once daily, and number one prescribed. People taking Ingrezza can stay on most mental health meds.
Ingrezza can cause depression, suicidal thoughts, or actions in patients with Huntington's disease. Call your doctor if you become depressed, have sudden behavior or mood changes, or suicidal thoughts. Don't take Ingrezza if allergic. Serious side effects may include allergic reactions like sudden, potentially fatal swelling and hives, sleepiness, the most common side effect, and heart rhythm problems. Know how Ingrezza affects you before operating a car or dangerous machinery. Report fever, stiff muscles, or problems thinking, as these might be life-threatening. Shaking, stiffness, drooling, and trouble with moving or balance may occur.
Take control by asking your doctor about Ingrezza.
Learn more at Ingrezza.com. That's Ingrezza.com.
There are millions of podcasts out there, and you've chosen this one. With Yotto, your kids can have the same choice. Yotto is a screen-free, ad-free audio player with hundreds of cards, stories, music, and podcasts like this one, but for kids. Just slot a card in and let the adventure begin. Now through December 1st, Yotto is having its biggest sale of the year. YotoPlay.com.
While everyone's obsessing about the Christmas season, you've got a different season on your mind. One where red noses come from shouting your support in the crisp, cold, pitchside air. Where the roaring fire is in your belly, not your sitting room. And the perfect gift is an unexpected win. Don't miss a moment with a GAA season ticket. A gift for yourself or the fan in your life. Available at gaa.ie/season ticket. Are you in? The GAA, where we all belong.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta admits tonight's clash with German giants Bayern Munich is the toughest test they've faced this season. Both sides have 4 wins from 4 in the competition so far and are top of their domestic leagues.
Every opponent brings different challenges. Obviously, they are in a great moment. I mean, the level of consistency they're showing in results, performances is very, very impressive. We know that, but as well, that's a massive opportunity as well for us to show what we are capable of.
Arsenal defender Jurrien Timber says Arteta won't allow them get carried away with their recent form. The Gunners have a 6-point lead at the top of the Premier League after Sunday's 4-1 win over Tottenham in the North London Derby. But Timber says the culture Arteta has instilled keeps their feet firmly on the ground.
Yeah, obviously he loves a win, but the day after he's already focused on the next one, so we just roll with that. And he's so on it in that sense of like focusing on the next game. I think that's important. The culture and the environment, I think he created that, and he doesn't let go any day on that.
Liverpool boss Arne Slot says he's happy to shoulder the blame for their poor form. The Premier League champions have lost 8 of their last 11 matches in all competitions. Slot's side host PSV Eindhoven tonight. He admits he's under pressure to turn it around quickly.
Every day you have to prove yourself. If you are working at a club of this level, you cannot say we won the league or we did this or this and now everything is okay. If you work at this level, the next game is always the one that's most important and you have to prove yourself every single time.
Liverpool forward Cody Gakpo admits the players need to take responsibility for their poor form. Arne Slot's side are 12th in the Premier League after their loss to Nottingham Forest on Saturday. Gakpo, who joined Liverpool from PSV, says honest words have been exchanged among the squad after recent performances.
Everybody's aware of that we have to take responsibility on the pitch and also off the pitch, that we have to do better certain things on the pitch. Yeah, we have to fight through that as well, and we know that we are capable of doing that because we showed some good performances like that, but we have to keep going and fighting together to get more of those.
Thomas Frank is 1,000% sure he can build a team at Tottenham. Spurs are in Paris to face holders PSG, who they lost to on penalties in the UEFA Super Cup earlier this season. Frank is under increasing pressure after disappointing displays in their recent losses to rivals Arsenal and Chelsea. The Dane says the club has to stick with a plan after 6 managers in 6 seasons.
I know how to build a team. I know how to build a club. And we will do that. And along the way, we will learn from the bad spells. Because that's where we also can see that when we go 1-0 down, how do we react as a team? That's the big challenge, but that's what I embrace.
PSG boss Luis Enrique says he wouldn't be surprised if Tottenham went to a back four once again tonight. Spurs had a back five against Arsenal. Frank admitted afterwards it didn't work and he took responsibility for the loss. Luis Enrique says whatever Tottenham do, his side will be ready.
It's not going to change a lot because we can see their idea, and for us, we think we need to dominate the game. We need to keep the ball. We need to play with the ball, and that's our goal for this match.
Elsewhere tonight, Real Madrid are away to Olympiacos. Atletico Madrid and Inter meet at the Wanda Metropolitano. Eintracht Frankfurt host Atalanta, and Sporting take on Club Brugge in Lisbon. All those games kick off at 8 o'clock. Before that, at 5:45, Paul Pogba could make his Champions League return when Monaco face Pavos FC in Cyprus. Copenhagen are at home to Kairat Almaty. Coventry have a 10-point lead at the top of the Championship after last night's 4-2 win away to Middlesbrough. Frank Lampard's side let a 2-goal lead slip before they scored a couple of late goals to seal the win. And he says that no one can say they lack heart.
When I came in here last year, so a year ago now, people were sort of questioning, you know, those sort of things. And I think they've shown the group how they've grown in this last year in terms of characters on the pitch, how they sort of dragged the game back that become difficult at 2-2. Everyone will think they have momentum and we pulled it back.
And elsewhere in the Championship last night, Finn Azaz was on the score sheet once again for Southampton. He got the second goal in a 3-0 win at home to Leicester. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
My uncontrollable movements called TD, tardive dyskinesia, felt embarrassing. I felt like disconnecting. I asked my doctor about treating my TD and learned about Ingrezza, a prescription medicine clinically proven for reducing TD in adults. That's always one capsule, once daily, and number one prescribed. People taking Ingrezza can stay on most mental health meds.
Ingrezza can cause depression, suicidal thoughts, or actions in patients with Huntington's disease. Call your doctor if you become depressed, have sudden behavior or mood changes, or suicidal thoughts. Don't take Ingrezza if allergic. Serious side effects may include allergic reactions like sudden, potentially fatal swelling and hives, sleepiness, the most common side effect, and heart rhythm problems. Know how Ingrezza affects you before operating a car or dangerous machinery. Report fever, stiff muscles, or problems thinking, as these might be life-threatening. Shaking, stiffness, drooling, and trouble with moving or balance may occur.
Take control by asking your doctor about Ingrezza.
Learn more at Ingrezza.com. That's Ingrezza.com. Ingrezza.